the promise of the Father. Pentecost is the promise of the Father. Our children will be going out. Those who are 1 to 5 and 5 to 10, I believe they will be going out. Their leaders are there with them. I don't know if they're going to use their lift. You'll be meeting downstairs, so you're going to use the lift to go down. So 5 to 10s and 1 to 5s. You're going to have your services. God richly bless you. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. So, Pentecost is the promise of the Father. We hear in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, when Apostle Peter is talking about the Holy Spirit, he says, it is the promise of the Father. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and it is surprising that in the Christian world or in the Christian churches, we always look forward to a celebration of something, be it Christmas, be it Easter, be it Mother's Day, be it Father's Day, be it Pentecost, Advent, Christmas. All these things come and go. We look forward to it, and then when it comes, it's like, yeah, we celebrate, we're happy for a day or two, and we forget about it. Today, we want to look at what God really intended Pentecost Sunday to be. And I'm hoping that I'll have a lot of time for us to pray and pray for you and pray for yourself for the Holy Spirit to come upon you. I'm excited about this. Amen. Amen. So let me, bring you up to speed a little bit. That will help you. Pentecost is one of the 7 feasts that God asks his people to keep as a memoriam. That means they should remember and they should celebrate it. They should participate in it. It takes its roots from the Feast of Weeks. Weeks. After the first wheat harvest and the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year. Let's take a reading from Exodus chapter 34, verse 32. I like going back to the Bible because that will help us to connect properly. Exodus 34, 22. It says, and you shall observe the Feast of Weeks, of the first fruit of the wheat harvest, and the Feast of Ingathering at the year's end. Hallelujah. So feasts reveal the times and the seasons and God's plan for mankind. So if today we are talking about Pentecost, then we want you to understand today is the time that God wants to reveal something special to you. Today is the season that he's going to unfold his plan in your life. Say amen. Amen. Praise God. Pentecost is an outpouring. Say outpouring. Those online family, say outpouring. Type outpouring in the chat box. Outpouring. Pentecost is an outpouring of abundance, plentifulness, revival, and a move for a whole community of people. I'll say that again. It's an outpouring of abundance. So when today we are saying today is Pentecost Sunday, then we are expecting God to pour out abundance of his blessings and his Holy Spirit upon us. Hallelujah. We are expecting him to pour out plentifulness. We are expecting revival in our lives, in our situation, in our homes. We are expecting a revival in our finances. We are expecting a revival in anything that has held us back up to now. We are expecting a shaking. Hallelujah. And we are expecting a move for a whole community. Hallelujah. You see, and it is for the whole community, whether they were Israelites, whether they were foreigners, whether they were slaves, whether they were freed, whether they were children, adults, male, female, and anyone who dwelled in the land celebrated the Feast of Weeks or the Feast of Harvest. You see, this enabled everyone in the community to experience and enjoy and live in abundance provision. Even the poor was able to enjoy that, right? And, when you look at Leviticus chapter 23, verse 22, write it down. It's very important. You see, there, literally, what God was saying is that when you have your harvest, do not harvest everything. Leave some even for the poor. So that means God even made a provision for the poor because of the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Harvest, the Feast of Ingathering, or Pentecost. Hallelujah. God made a provision for everybody that God does not want anyone to live without. So the abundance, the plentifulness, and all the move that God wants to bring is for you and for me. Each one of us need to be in this move. This is a move. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You see, so Pentecost prophetically represents the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on all people. Not once, but much more. So Pentecost need to be poured, the Holy Spirit need to be poured out on every one of us, not only once when we become Christians, but it's going to be poured out upon us all the time. Because sometimes people encounter God and they have an experience with the Holy Spirit and then they just dry up because they don't do nothing with it. And at the end of the day, you say, okay, they do whatever they had to do and there's no visible expression of God in them. But Pentecost is supposed to be an outpouring, not once, not twice, but many times. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Pentecost is when the harvest is due. Amen. So today your harvest is due. So say to somebody, my harvest is due. Yes, make sure you are connecting with somebody. And those of you watching me online, tell yourself, your harvest is due. It's now. This is the time for your harvest. Hallelujah. That's what Pentecost represents. So, let me bring you up to speed still. So, what are the signs of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit? Let's go back a few weeks back. Remember me preaching to you about Samson? Right? Hallelujah. I'm sure many of you liked it. You see, we saw in Samson's situation, the Holy Spirit overshadowed him in his mother's womb before he was born. And anytime he had to accomplish a task, the Holy Spirit will come upon him mightily to do what he has to do. The Holy Spirit was the strength of God upon Samson. Hallelujah. So Pentecost is the Holy Spirit being poured out in season, in period, in its time, whenever you need to accomplish a task. Whatever the task is, being praying for your family, being praying for your finances, being praying for your neighbors to get saved, being praying to get a job, you need the Holy Spirit to descend upon you at that time to shift the atmosphere. Hallelujah. You got to begin to change the atmosphere. The Holy Spirit is given to us to change atmosphere. Hallelujah. Get it into your spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to us to change the atmosphere. Hallelujah. So any atmosphere that you find yourself in, if it is cloudy, if it is dark, if it is difficult, if it is like a rock or a mountain or a wall, the Holy Spirit is given to you to change it. And Samson was doing that. Anytime he encountered the situation, the Bible said the Holy Spirit came upon him mightily. So Pentecost is about the Holy Spirit coming upon you mightily. Hallelujah. Repeat the word mightily. Mightily. Hallelujah. Write in the chat, mightily. We need the Holy Spirit to come upon us mightily. For instance, let me give you an example here. It came upon Samson mightily because the Holy Spirit was the strength of God and is the strength of God. Now let me give you another sign that God was thinking about Pentecost. Right in the times of old. Let's look at the prophets in the Bible. You see, the prophets were seers. That means they see into things that ordinary eyes could not see. They led worship. They led sacrifices. They were spokespersons for God. And through their hands, by their hands, signs, wonders, and miracles were done by them. Hallelujah. So God was alluding to something that is going to do in our time. God was telling us that a time will come that this thing will become a normal phenomenon in his church. And this church is you and me, where we will be seers, where we will be leading worship, where we'll be leading sacrifices, like service leaders, where we'll be God's spokesperson prophesying, where we will see signs, wonders, and miracles being done by us. This only became possible when ordinary men were endued with the Holy Spirit. That means the Holy Spirit came upon them mightily. which made them the most powerful and feared men in their time. And I'll give you two examples of prophets, just two examples. Let's take Elijah. He called fire from heaven. So I just want to bring your mind, begin to connect things, that God was bringing all these things from the time of old. So it was nothing new. It was there already. God was saying, these are the things that is going to happen when the Holy Spirit come upon you. Hallelujah. Elijah called fire from heaven. At that time, nobody has called fire from heaven. Do you know that? The only fire that came from heaven was during the time of Abraham. You see, so here we see he called fire from heaven to devour, to consume wood that is soaked with water. That is an incredible miracle. He spoke into the poverty of widows. We know the one of Zarephath. We know the one of Shunem. He spoke into their life to bring abundance. There was a transfer of wealth. So the Feast of Weeks is to transfer wealth even to the poor person. Do you understand that? That is why when you glean your farm, you should leave some for them. That is why when there's harvest, everybody become joyful. It's for the whole community. Those who don't have, for the first time, they see so much abundance in their home. Hallelujah. And those who have more will have more in abundance and extravagantly. Hallelujah. So God did not create us to be poor. So the Holy Spirit was alluding to the fact that there's going to be a transfer of wealth. So in the day of Pentecost, you have to begin to think and say, God, now transfer the word from the ungodly to me, the godly. Hallelujah. Say it for yourself. God, transfer the word from the ungodly to me, the godly. Hallelujah. There's some bad guys there making unnecessary money. It's got to be transferred from them to you. These are scripture, you know. You see, but those who don't know scripture will feel uncomfortable, but I don't want to worry too much about them. Hallelujah. So that is what harvest is for. Because, I mean, some of you live in the city, you've never known what harvest is. You only harvest things at Tesco's when it is already there. If you go to the field and you see it white and the farmer is harvesting, it's a joyous day. He fills the barn with these things. That is incredible. Everybody, the laborers are even happy because they know they're going to get some bonus and get some food to go home with. That is harvest. So Pentecost is for each one of us to have it. Now let me finish with Elijah here. So Elijah, not only did he do that when the widow of Zarephath had very little left, he said, give me some and what is remaining will go far. And she did that for Elijah, and what remained went far through the time of famine. And the widow of Zarephath, there was another widow in Shunem whose husband had died, who was a prophet, and somehow along the line, Elijah was able to pray, and there was so much oil in the house. Hallelujah. And she sold for money. Now let's look at Elisha. Elisha is the servant of Elijah who inherited him. And Elisha also parted rivers, just like Elijah did. Right? And then rivers don't part. You can't go and part the Thames, can you? Hey, if somebody can do that, that is a miracle, isn't it? There's a sudden burst of supernatural activity. So you can see that God talking about Pentecost all this time is about miracles. It's about things that are never done before, that are never seen before, are going to be seen. Impossible is going to be made possible because of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And what did he do? Somebody went to borrow an axe, and then the head fell into water. And for all we know, metals don't float naturally. And something happened. And the person came and cried unto the prophet and said, my master, I borrowed this. I'm in trouble. Help me out. And the guy just cut a tree and dropped it in the water, and then the metal started floating and probably calling his name. Didn't say that, but me thinking. Probably calling the person's name and reached out and took it. You see, Pentecost is about when you are in trouble, and you call God and say, God, I'm here. Pour out your Holy Spirit. Let the axe flow. Float is what I meant. Let the axe float. And the axe will float. Hallelujah. In case you've been somewhere, your pastor doesn't preach like this, bless him, but that's me. This is my season. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, the axe floated. Elisha raised the dead. So you see, this is nothing new. He raised the dead. It had never been heard before that someone raised the dead. But Elisha raised the dead. These are all prophetically pointing to the work and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. Hallelujah. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. When it comes, these things do happen. Hallelujah. So it is not for us to celebrate Pentecost, talk about it, and then we go home, and that will be the next thing, the last thing that we remember until the year comes. There's got to be a manifestation of what we believe. The same God that was with Elijah, the same God that is with us. Elijah was an ordinary man like you and me. It's written even in the New Testament that he was an ordinary man like you and me, but he prayed. And God listened. Hallelujah. So are you praying about some situation in your life? Are you praying about some dead situation in your life? Are you praying about things that are modified, that is going to be buried, that is never going to come back? Are you praying about it for it to come back to you? Hallelujah. This is the time for us to pray. This is the time of the Holy Spirit. This is the period of the harvest. So we should harvest the Holy Spirit for our own good. Hallelujah. Because they were harvesting not because of the trees or the plants or the crops that they were harvesting. They were harvesting for their own good. So they could have something to eat. So that they can sell some and earn money. Isn't that right? Yes. A farmer doesn't grow the things for himself. He only eats a little bit. Majority of it is for others. So the same with us. That when we harvest the Holy Spirit, a little bit is for us. But majority of it is for others. Do you get that? Yes. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to come upon us. To benefit us and for us to benefit many people. Hallelujah. So if it is not on you and if it's not you are not benefiting many people, then just ask yourself, have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Have you been overshadowed? Has something filled you today? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, I haven't even got into my preach today yet. Hallelujah. You see, so not only did he raise the dead, but people came back to life. And there was a time that somebody was literally going to be buried. They were carrying him. He was dead. And then some bad guys showed up in the cemetery. So these good people who were mourning and grieving, weren't going to bury their own, they literally threw the corpse to run for their lives. And when they threw their corpse, you know where it landed? On the grave or the tomb of Elisha. And the person got up and ran with them. Good Lord. Hallelujah. I bet I will run. These things are in the Bible, you know. It happened. So impossible things become possible. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, the anointing is with you. But you got to use it. If you don't use it and you die, you have wasted it. And Elisha died and he was still carrying so much anointing that even the dead could be raised even when he was asleep. Wow. Praise God. See, as I said, I can tell you all the Bible scriptures about everything I'm saying, but it will take too much time. So go ahead and do some work yourself. Let me tell you that, signs of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The last example I want to give to you is the end time promise of God. That is the promise of the Father. And the promise of the Father is the flow of the Spirit with fire and for salvation and for deliverance. Let's read from Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 32. Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 32 said, and it shall come to pass, that is the time will come, that afterwards he was talking about the end times, like the time that you and me live in. It shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit, and the land word, pour out my spirit on all flesh. Say all flesh. Are you flesh? Who is not flesh here? Exactly. You are all flesh. So God will pour out his spirit upon you, all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Hallelujah. Are you prophesying here? Are you an old man here? Are you an old woman here? Hallelujah. Old woman here. Hallelujah. And are you prophesying? If you're not prophesying, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that you can fulfill your calling. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't move on yet, please. Thank you. Go back. You see, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Are they prophesying yet? You see, sometimes when you get old, you're sitting down and you're sleeping. I've seen that before. All right? Nobody wants you to sleep, but you sleep. And those times that they sleep, you are expected to catch some vision and dream some dreams, right? And when you open your eyes, the things that you say is just incredible. Because I had an old man who died earlier in the year, and when I'm sitting with him for, say, a couple of hours, he'd be talking and talking, and he just go. He's gone asleep. And I'm thinking, hey, I came to visit you, right? And then soon he woke up, and he would tell me everything that I needed to know. And I'm thinking, wow. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your daughters and sons will prophesy. And your young men should see visions. You've got to be beginning to see pictures. Pictures are static revelation. Visions are motion revelations. Right? Just like you're looking at a picture like a photo stat, right? Photo. And then when there's movement in it, that's a vision. Shall we move on to 29? And also on my men servant and my maid servant, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillar of smoke. Move on. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there shall be deliverance. As the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord shall call. We are the remnant. You are the remnant. I am the remnant. Right? Because we are not Jews by birth. But we are the remnants of God's calling. We are the remnants of who God has called to serve him. We are the remnant of the people who God has called us to represent him here on this earth. And therefore, the Holy Spirit should be poured upon us. And anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved by our hands. And by our hand there should be deliverance. Jerusalem and Mount Zion is the church, right? The presence of God, where God is. There's got to be deliverance. So that is why in this church we have inner healing and deliverance. Those of you on a new life and a new beginning, I just want to encourage you, hang on in there. And God is going to deliver you. God is going to cut out some emotional pain that you've gone through in your life that is bothering you still. Sometimes we go through trauma, death. That is a wicked spirit to take something away from you. And it just mess up your emotion, mess up your mind, it mess up your plans, it mess up your finances. We're going to cut that short. Hallelujah. Any remnants of it? We're going to pray and break any generational curse. A curse is something that is repetitive. It's an evil pronouncement or written against you. Sometimes it's against your family, against your generations, and then it comes through to you. It could be a disease, an illness. Medical people call it genetics. But we call it generational curse. Hallelujah. You see, a lot of Christians don't know what I'm talking about. You know why? Because they need to know a little bit more. So all these things are true. And we know how to deliver people. Because deliverance is the children's bread. Jesus said this. Deliverance is the children's bread. He was anointed in Isaiah 61. And I mean, we know that in Luke chapter 4, he was anointed to set free those who are imprisoned and oppressed by the devil. Isn't that right? So I'm not telling you anything unseen, unknown. Jesus Christ, whom you and me serve, the same God. Always I keep on saying, not that I'm against any denomination, I am saying that Jesus Christ is non-denominational, and therefore let's take the Bible as it is. We can still, I mean, be in our pockets of denomination. That is a good thing because it brings discipline. Without that, sometimes there will be undiscipline. I mean, everywhere. We should remain in that. But we have to be biblically relevant. Amen? Amen? So, These are end times. So end times outpouring is about the Holy Spirit. So let's look at what God did when he poured these things 450 years after Malachi has, Joel. That is 550 years after Joel had prophesied this, then came the time of the New Testament. Right, 500 years. 100 years on, we have Malachi talking. We had Haggai talking. We had Zechariah talking. Then 400 years, there was nothing. People couldn't hear from God. That is when you hear the apocrypha and all those things being done, and all the Pharisees and Sadducees and the scribes and the zealots and everything all coming up. 400 years, all these things coming up. And when it came up, it just clouded the anointing. Because when you read those scriptures, you see that you don't hear anything about the Holy Spirit. And what they prophesy is for a season, is for a period, is a harvest. Because a harvest is for a season. It's for a period in its time. So when the period came, look at who came. John the Baptist. He heralded the supernatural ministry in the New Testament. Hallelujah. Hear that in case you never heard it. He heralded. That means he came as a forerunner of the supernatural ministry. John spoke about baptism of repentance. Turn away from your wicked ways. Turn away from your sin. Turn away from the things that does not glorify God. Turn away from it. And ask God to forgive you. And he said, I will remit your sins. That means I'll wipe it all together. In the Old Testament, they atoned for sin. That means they covered the sin for a period of time. Then it is opened again for another year. They had to cover it. And it's open again for another year. But Jesus Christ came to what? Remit sins. So John says, so that your sins will be remitted. That means wiped. Wiped all together, that there will be no remnant of it. There will be no sight of it. So whether you've been a murderer, you are somebody who's caused abortion, you're somebody who has stolen something, you're somebody whose mouth is so big like mine, you are somebody who never did anything good, God says, I'll remit your sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the supernatural ministry that John came to, herald. He said, repent. John spoke about the baptism of repentance and baptism with the Holy Spirit and fire. Being mere believers hoping to go to heaven is not enough. We need more of the Holy Spirit. We need more of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. John was talking at the time he was baptizing. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Fire power. So it's not only the Holy Spirit, but he said what? And fire. Did you get that? Praise God. Bless you, my mom. Praise the name of our living God. Amen. Amen. Right, so we see John the Baptist. He came to herald the supernatural ministry. Then Jesus Christ, whom John the Baptist came to speak of and just spoken of that we just read, he was also baptized for the supernatural ministry. You see, in the traditional church, we call it divine. Yes? See, but we come so used to it that divine has become so posh. Fully educated people to understand. I mean, I'm a common man. So when I say supernatural, then I'm trying to tell you that there's something bigger than you, bigger than me, something that comes from God himself, supernatural. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ was baptized for supernatural ministry. Let's read it for ourselves. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. When he had been baptized, meaning Jesus came up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. That was the beginning of his ministry. Something supernatural, something powerful need to happen to him. He got baptized. So those of you going on a new life, a new beginning, somehow along the line, you got to get baptized to become a Christian, right? And to become a child of God so that when you die, you go to heaven. No doubt. But you needed something more. And that something more is for the heavens to part, for the Holy Spirit to come upon you. John said he baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. So, is there Holy Spirit and fire in you? Have you been overshadowed, overwhelmed, baptized by Holy Spirit and fire? That is the question I'm putting to you. And those of you watching me on the internet and watching me online, SSBC family, I just want to appeal to you. Have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire? It's great to be baptized with water. You go to heaven, no doubt. But you are here to bring the harvest, not only for yourself, but to help others. So you see why Jesus Christ was irritated, or at some point he was telling people to go and the fields are white. The harvest is near. That's why he told the disciples to go and preach to the gospel to all people. Because it's not just about you, it's about somebody. It's about your sister out there, it's about your husband out there, it's about your brother out there, it's about your sons and daughters out there, it's about your work colleagues out there. You need to go and preach to them. Preach means tell. Don't go and mount a stage or a lectern and then start preaching. Go and tell. Go and announce. Go and let them hear you. Hallelujah. So something else happened. Suddenly, so there's going to be a suddenly, or suddenliness, if there's proper English, it's got to be something sudden come upon you. Hallelujah. In your life. For you to be a credible witness to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So we can see here his preaching, Jesus' preaching, his works and his deeds confirm that something else happened. Shall we look at Acts chapter 2, verse 22? Says, men of Israel, hear these words. That was Apostle Peter talking. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by what? Miracles. Read with me. Wonders, signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. Do you yourself know that this is what Jesus Christ came to do? Do you know? Knowing is two ways. You know with your mind and you experience. When you experience something, nobody can take it out of you. Because that is your reality. Amen. For instance, if you have a bereavement, people can come and sit with you and say, oh, how sorry we are, and cry with you. But then nobody understands the pain you're going through. Hallelujah. Nobody understands the loss that you've gone through. Nobody understands the emptiness sometimes you go through. Because that is your experience. That's your reality. And this is what we are talking about. So Jesus Christ was a man attested by God. God confirmed that. And he confirmed his ministry with miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look at the disciples as well. You see, the disciples, here we see Jesus told them to wait. That means pray with expectation for the promise of the Father to come. Let's look at Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5 and verse 8. That is the key Bible verse that we chose today. Hallelujah. Because you've got to read it, otherwise we're not finishing. So on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. That means Jesus has been speaking about the promise of the Father. That you have to have the promise of the Father. You can be a Christ follower, but you got to wait. Wait with expectation. They waited with prayer for the promise of the Father to come. And when the promise of the Father came, it transformed them. See, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that is the overshadowing or the filling or the infilling. Sometimes academic, us Christians, try to say, oh, infilling, outfilling, whatever it is. We just try to use all sorts of names so that we can have an excuse not to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You see, baptism of the Holy Spirit, the overshadowing or the filling started in all cases and still is. a movement of the Spirit. Say that with me. A movement of the Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a movement of the Spirit among the people to serve God and be witnesses of the supernatural power of God to help others. It's a movement of the Spirit. Let's see what they said about Jesus again in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, for God was with him. Is that the same Jesus we are following? Is that the same Jesus you are following? I am following this Jesus. I don't know what you are following. If you are following Jesus Christ, see how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and power. I don't know where you live. How God anointed you from Plumstead with the Holy Spirit and power. And you go about doing good and healing people who were under the power of the devil. Some people don't even believe there's a devil because they are so religious. You see, that's why you don't see him when he's messing you up, because you don't believe him. But then you see, we have no excuse not to believe the devil anymore. How many of you saw coronavirus? How does it look like? Show me. Show hands for me. Serious. How many of you saw coronavirus? You saw him? Or her? You didn't. But you saw its effect, didn't you? Deadly. A year by this time, it was so harrowing. It was so harrowing that people couldn't even go out. You take a walk on my street, and it's like you're in a different country. Totally. That was how terrible it was. Why? Because of coronavirus we didn't see. It was deadly. That's how evil is. Do you get it? You don't see, but it works. So if you believe coronavirus, why wouldn't you believe the devil? That is my answer. You see, so if anyone says, I don't believe the devil, they have a problem. If a Christian is in the church and said, I don't believe in all these things because Southern Baptist Church, maybe you guys are a little bit funny. No, we are not. We are biblically relevant. Hallelujah. See, just like how the doctors have now found a way to deal with coronavirus, we know how to deal with the devil. Amen. And anyone who is under the power of the devil. Hallelujah. See, this is the gospel in its true form. You see, let's read verse. Acts chapter 2, 1 to 4. Please give me 10 more minutes. I know I've exceeded my time that I gave you. 10 more minutes and I'll be done. I promise you. So Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. It says that, and when the day of Pentecost had fully come, that means all that I've been telling you, when it has fully matured, it's just like a harvest, when it has fully matured, all the grain that was put in the ground, those little grains, be it wheat or maize or corn that was put on the ground, when it has fully matured, the disciples were all in one accord, united, in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each one of them. No one was missed out. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. You see, so breaking it down very quickly, I have Bible verse against all this, but please let me ignore that, but go and read Acts chapter 2, right? So there was a rushing wind of power, a roar for ministry, and to be witnesses. You see, something happened this Saturday. Sometimes people say, oh, but then we speak in tongues and nobody understands. You see, when you are prophesying, somebody will understand that. Now, I was praying with a group of people. They don't pray like I pray. I start, ba, 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 and I'm going because I'm in a hurry. See, and then they pray like passing on the baton. Say, one person prayed, and then everybody keep quiet. And then the next person, they say, oh, praise the Lord. The next person also pick up the baton and pray something. There's nothing wrong with that. That is their level of anointing, right? Of revelation. I've prayed like that most of my life. I don't pray that often that way anymore. But the story of my prayer here is this. My message here is this. As someone was praying, I think I was at some point I was getting a little bit frustrated. I'm thinking, oh God, why did I join this prayer meeting? But then I said, get up and be humble and join it. So anyway, so I was praying, and I was praying in tongues under my breath, right, on Zoom. And then there was this young lady, about 22 to 26, young, lovely, white lady. And then suddenly she said, Gideon, I can hear you. And I'm thinking, okay, what is she on about? He said, when you were praying in tongues, I could hear a roar like a lion. Did you hear that? He said, I could hear a roar like a lion. I didn't hear that. I was just speaking in tongues. But she got the interpretation. She said, I heard a roar like a lion. And then she brought subsequent interpretation. I don't want to deviate, so let me leave it like that. So from there on, I just moved and ministered to people. It was incredible. People were crying, people were screaming, and all sorts of things. A roar like a lion. And Jesus Christ is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Isn't that right? Yeah. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit comes like a rushing, mighty wind. It comes with a roar. I mean, it's been windy quite lately, isn't it? If you have your window open a little bit, do you hear the roar? Absolutely. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. So the Holy Spirit is like a roar for a ministry. The people were united together and praying for the promise of the Father. It was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on every one of them who was expecting, because they were praying in expectation for the promise of the Father. So it came upon each one of them. Right? There was a movement of all nations and all people. Right? I mean, I'll give you these verses just to write them down, because, I mean, I cannot be saying everything. Acts chapter 2, verse 5 and verse 12. And then Acts chapter 2, verse 8 to 11. Right, write them down. So, here there was a movement of all nations, all people. So the Holy Spirit, or the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is not for only Pentecostals. Hear that? The baptism of the Holy Spirit is for all nations, all people, all tribes, race, creed, tongues, and nations. I gave you those Bible verses because when you go and read it, you see Africans were in there. Europeans were in there. The Asians were in there. The known world people were in there. People from, the Persian Empire, right to the east, were in there. So it is for everybody. They were there and they were asking. The Bible said they were all amazed and perplexed and saying to one another, what could this mean? This is not a time for debates about what the Holy Spirit meant. You see, Apostle Peter didn't tell them what it meant. He quickly went to the substance of the Holy Spirit. And he said, this is an end time connection to the promise of the Father. You go to Joel, we read it, and he said, then I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Didn't they say that? Men and women, servants, aristocrats, poor and rich, I'll pour it upon them, old and young, children, adolescents. He'll pour his spirit upon all of them. So he said, look, it is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit as like it was on the day of the prophet for prophetic ministry. Because the prophet he came upon, that's why I took you that far. He came upon them, and each time he comes upon them, they become powerful people. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to make us change person by the Spirit. It will make us bold. Peter, who was coward, who had denied Jesus Christ not many days prior, this time he was so bold to stand in front of the people who wanted to kill Jesus, or who killed Jesus, and who wanted to kill him too. He was so bold in front of them, preaching the gospel to them. And he spoke to them about salvation, coming to faith in Jesus Christ. As in Acts chapter 2, verse 38 to 39. You see, the baptism of the Holy Spirit brought about a movement for expansion. Hear that? A movement for expansion with signs, wonders, and miracles following that. You see, when you read Acts chapter 2, you see it. When you read Acts chapter 8, you see it. That there was a movement of expansion of the kingdom of God, of the supernatural power, supernatural ministry, or the person and the power of the church of God. Because straight away, 3,000 people were added. And by the time you go to Acts chapter 8, you see another 5,000 were added. So within a period of a few months, a church of 120 became 8,000. That's a movement for expansion. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for that. And finally, we've got to be baptized again and again. Because if you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, if you are not baptized with the Holy Spirit again and again, you will lack spiritual authority to do anything that requires power, that requires supernatural power. Do you get that? See, the reason why people can't do anything, they can't shift their situation, is the fact that they lack the baptism of the Holy Spirit upon them again and again and again. Hallelujah. And we know that this baptism of the Holy Spirit is evidenced in speaking in tongues. Do you hear that? Speaking in tongues is not just for black Pentecostal churches. It's for us all. Because it's fire. I just told you I was speaking in tongues. And they heard a roar. And I started speaking. I started praying. And people were crying. And people's situation was being turned around. And I was prophesying. And this young lady was also prophesying. I've never met her in my life. I don't know who she is. I don't know where she comes from. She got invited by who? I don't know. Young 22 to 26-year-old white girl. I mean, lady, I should say. Prophesying non-stop. All because of speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit moves you. Hallelujah. 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 And in case you are doubting it, Jesus Christ himself said in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, said, and these signs will follow those who believe. Are you a believer? In my name, they will cast out demons. In my name, they will speak with new tongues. In my name, they will take up serpent to not hurt them. That means serpent means Satan. That means no power of darkness can hurt you. In my name, they will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shall we stand? Hallelujah. If you are at home, I want you to stand too. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. My brothers, my sisters, Pentecost is not just about observing the day, but to experience the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Be baptized by fire and be used effectively for God. It's more than being mere believers. Mere believers, when they are not filled, they eventually dry up in their spiritual life. And they become powerless. Do you want this Holy Spirit? Do you want this Holy Spirit? SSBC family online, do you want this Holy Spirit? Those of you here, do you want this Holy Spirit? Do you want this Holy Spirit? If you want this Holy Spirit, I want you to rush and come and line up here. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Play some song here. Hallelujah, Lord. Kiara Baba Sherebo Soto Yane. Yes, come on, hurry up. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You cannot be baptized just once. You got to be filled over and over again. The prophets were being baptized time and time again so they can operate. Without that, they cannot operate. Space out a little bit. Space out a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Shara baba shekerebe usukuturi andia. Hala baba siyenderebe brukutukuturi andara baba brukutukuturi ande. Ila baba brushekenterebe munduya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If you want to baptize, just come here. We are going to pray for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, watchman, be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready to minister to the people right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You can get the back of the people on in your camera. That is all right. If you are at home and you are watching me right now, if you want to receive the Holy Spirit, I want you to stand up. If you are able to, unless you are so ill, you can't. But at least you can raise up your hand or put your hand in a receptive position and say, God, I'm ready. God, I'm ready. God, I'm ready. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. If you can't get up, that is all right. Sit and be there. But those of you who are in front of you, you want Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Listen to this song. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah.
I want to be one with you.
Hallelujah.
In fellowship,
hallelujah.
In communion in the Holy of Holies.
Shara Baba Shaka. Watchman, begin to pray. Begin to pray.
I want to
begin
be
to pray. Begin to pray. We want these people to experience. Experience the Holy Spirit. We want them to experience the Holy Spirit. We want them to experience the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Be baptized again. Be baptized again. Be baptized again. Receive the Holy Spirit. Pay attention, my daughters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Keep on praying, keep on praying. Keep on praying. If you want to pray to God, say, God, I want it, God, I want it, God, I want it. Baptize me, baptize me. Baptize me, baptize me, baptize me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I would like to lay hands, but because of current restrictions, I can't lay hands. But God is not bound by distance. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shara basaka rabotos tokotor ande. Irababa shekerebe broshekele. Ilaba brashaka nerebe brokotokotori ande. Ilaba braba sakata yade. Yenderebe broko shekerebe brokotokotori ande. Yes, you want the Holy Spirit. Tell God, God, I want the Holy Spirit now. Baptize me with it. 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 I want to see something new in my life. Baptize me with it. Hallelujah. Yes, ask Jesus. Are you hungry enough? Are you hungry enough? The prophets were. Prophets were, the prophets were, the prophets were, the prophets were. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, ask God, ask God, ask God. And as you hear, and as you are asking God, some words will come to your mind. Don't be afraid to speak it out. It's a language you've never learned. It's a language you've never learned. It will sound like gibberish. It will sound foolish. But it's the Holy Spirit at work. Yes, Lord. If you're able to put your hand on their back and minister to them, don't stand in front of them. Don't stand in front of them. Be at their back. Put your hand on their back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Ask God. Ask God. Say, God, I want to be baptized. I want the Holy Spirit to come upon me. You want the Holy Spirit to come upon you. You want to baptize. Now, as you are asking the Holy Spirit, God is going to speak to you right now. Some words will be coming to your mind. In the name of Jesus. 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 God is able to touch you. I don't want to break the law. I really, 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 really want to touch you. Erabodo shekende reba bro shakane. Yende reba bro koto kotori ande rebe boya. Come on, watchman. House of peace. Leaders, put your hand on their back and minister something to them. Come
want you there to put your hand on the back and minister something to them. In Jesus' name. Release tongues of fire upon you. Release tongues of fire upon you. Release tongues of fire upon you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Make sure you are touching people in the back right now. We are going to pray for 5 more minutes in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, Father, receive the Holy Spirit, 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 be baptized in 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 the Holy Spirit. Receive, 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 receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive. Today is Pentecost. Be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Right now. Whoosh. Receive it. Whoosh. Receive it. Whoosh. Receive it. Whoosh. Receive it. In Jesus' name. 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 Jesus' name, we have 3 more minutes to pray. And as you pray, something will come into your mind. Repeat those words. Those words that come to your mind. Repeat them. Repeat them. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The Spirit is giving you utterance. The Spirit is giving you utterance. Speak those words. Speak those words. Hallelujah. 2 more minutes. 2 more minutes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ramodo shekenderebe proshakande. In Jesus' name. Oh Lord, Sharaba Sakataya. It's a supernatural encounter. You want supernatural encounter today. Hallelujah. 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 Receive it. And those of you at home, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Right now, receive, 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 receive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, supernatural encounter, supernatural encounter. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, 1 more minute, 1 more minute, 1 more minute, 1 more minute. Yes, Lord. Yes, if God is speaking to you, whatever language comes to your mind is a language you've never learned. It's a new language for you. Speak it out. Whatever comes to your mind, speak it. The devil cannot give you tongues. The devil cannot give you tongues because it is detrimental to him. If the devil gives you tongues, you are going to destroy him, so he will not give you tongues. The Holy Spirit is the one that gives you tongues. It's tongues of fire. Tongues of fire. Tongues of fire. Speak it out. Speak it out. Speak it out. Speak it out, speak it out. That language that you are being given, speak it out, speak it out. Tongues of fire. The devil cannot give you tongues. The devil cannot give you tongues. It's the Holy Spirit that can give you tongues. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The devil cannot imitate tongues. The devil cannot imitate tongues. Because tongues destroys him. So he cannot imitate it. It is only the Holy Spirit that can give you tongues. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. That is another ammunition in your power. It's ammunition in your armory. Another ammunition in your armory. Another ammunition in your armory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes. Now sing this song. Sing this song. Sing this song. Glory to God. Sing this song. Sing this song. If you are at home, sing this song. If you are standing in front here, sing this song. Yes, Lord, we need an encounter. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus Christ. Anyone receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, evidence in speaking in tongues? Maybe you've been speaking in tongues, but you speak in tongues in a different dimension, or you've never spoken in tongues, and now the baptism is being evidence in your life where you're speaking in tongues. Some of you may be feeling hot in your hand. Some of you, your body's become so hot. That is the sign of the baptism. Your body becoming so hot. You're feeling hot in your hand. Some of you, your whole body shaking. The sign of the Spirit. Some of you are speaking in tongues. For the first time, some of you are speaking in tongues in a different dimension because you've spoken before. If this is you, just wave at me and we give God the glory. Hallelujah. Wave at me and we give God the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Sharababa shekere bebo sukutu yane. Erabodo shekendere memundu siya. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for what you are doing in the lives of these people. And Father God, I pray that Father God, you baptize them, each one of them, now and again. Now and again and again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please take your seats. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We give God the glory. Those of you who've had an experience today, when you go home, you have to continue in that way. You've got to go and continue to pray to God and ask Him to baptize you again and again. And God will do that. You see, this current restriction will pass. And we'll do ministry even better. Well, I'll come away from the stage and just lay hands on you to experience the power of God. Nonetheless, it is God who does it, not human beings. So please, believe in God. That the God that you have taken that step to come here, He will honor His word. Some of you, even in your own home, God has been, maybe you may be just singing. Maybe you just got up out of bed, maybe even in the shower, and you see that the Holy Spirit baptizing you again and something powerful coming out of you. And when it comes out of you, remember, you have a bit, but it's also for people out there. You may have to start laying your hands on people. You may have to start changing your atmosphere, telling things that in your life that you're thinking, this is no good. This thing is not, I don't like it. You are going to leave now in Jesus' name and see the power that will be released. Something that has blocked you for a long time, you just speak and say, now today I break this wall in Jesus' name, because God, you've anointed me with power. And you see, I'm not always like this. I'm a very nice gentleman, but this time I'm spiritually aggressive. See, because the Holy Spirit has overshadowed me and I'm able to speak to situations and they change. It will be the same for you, because we serve the same Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to our God. We are seeing the manifestation of God's power in this place. Hallelujah. Pentecost is about an outpouring and an abundance of God. My name is Bramwell, and we're going to go into a time of giving our offering in a minute. But just to remind you, one of the things that God did on that day of Pentecost, in verse 45 of Acts chapter 2, which Pastor said, go and read it. It says, they began selling their property and possessions, and they were sharing the proceeds with all the other believers, as anyone who was in need. Hallelujah. They became even more generous than ever before. So an outpouring of generosity. And they helped those who were in need. They saw everything that they had and they believed this came from God. And God blessed them with even more. Hallelujah. The same Spirit that was there then is here today. And because He increased their generosity then, He increases our generosity today. And why should we care about being generous? Because first of all, God looks at our attitude when we are giving. And if we are giving with a heart that is not of gratitude, that is not willing to bless our God, then He does not accept that offering at all. But if our attitude is for God and we want to bless God, remember the Holy Spirit is for us to receive, but more so to go and bless others. So if He has blessed you with generosity, it's for you to receive and also to bless others. So first, God looks at our attitude. So we need an attitude of generosity. Secondly, God sees a generous heart and He gives more to you. Hallelujah. Proverbs 11 verse 24, it says, one person gives freely, yet gains even more. And another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. That is what happens when we don't give. Hallelujah. So I encourage you today to be generous as you give your offering. Because Jesus finishes with these words in Luke 6 verse 38. He says this, give and it will be given to you. There will be a good measure that will be pressed down, shaken together and running over with no space left more. It will be poured into your lap, for with the measure that you use today to give your offering, the same measure will be given to you. Hallelujah. So today, as you give, the details of our bank and how to give will come up on the screen. And those of you family, South Street Baptist family online, please use the details in the description box. And there you will find how you can give to our church. And as I say, give abundantly, because what you are doing today is going to minister to many out there. Because our work in this community is not done. We have only just started. So give generously, and we will sing as we give to glorify our God. Amen. Amen.
Let's stand as we give our offering.